There's a story from India that there was once a king who wanted to scout out foreign lands to see if he could learn anything that would maybe benefit his own kingdom. He called in one of his closest advisors, a kind and open-minded man, and told him to go to one of the foreign countries that needed to be explored and go live among the people for a year to take notes on everything and report back anything that could be learned, whether it was good or bad, about the way of life in this foreign country. How do they do business? How do they run their economy? What were their laws like? And just in general, how were the people? What were the people like? And he sent him off. He called in a second advisor. This man was arrogant. He was mean. He was close-minded. And the king gave him the same task. Go out, go to a foreign land, live among the people, take notes, and report back what you learn. At the end of the year, the two advisors return and they give their reports. The first one gave his report and he said that the people he met in this country were kind and generous and friendly. They had a wonderful culture, just like the people at home. The second one, the second advisor, listened with envy because the people in the country he was assigned to were thieves. They were scammers. They were mean and they had a barbaric culture. And the king laughed because he had sent both advisors to the same place. I tell this story because, well, I like it, and I like sharing little stories like this. But second, the truth of the message, which is that we see things as we are. We see the world as we are. If you see the world as broken and dishonest and everyone around you is out to get you, it might not be the world's fault. Last summer, I took a road trip from Austin, Texas to Monterrey, Mexico, and it was an amazing trip. Highly recommend it. Super easy to do from Texas. Just a few-hour drive, well, like a six-hour drive, but took the dog, took my wife, and enjoyed the better part of a week there. And I did a podcast about it, if you're interested. I believe that was June or July of 2022, so about 13 months ago. The funny thing is, before I went on that trip, I posted a question on an online forum in Austin. I asked, what are some great things to do? Like, what are some weekend trips into Mexico from Austin? The post got about 40 replies, and most of them were something along the lines of, enjoy getting beheaded, have fun hanging out with the cartels, or here one person wrote, depends how much you like, you know, living. So needless to say, the consensus advice was, do not go. Now, if you know me, you know I'm the type of person to listen to advice, consider it, then ignore it. So I did the trip, and it was amazing. I had an absolute blast. The people of Monterrey were kind and generous and friendly, just like the people in Austin. My only regret was that I didn't stay longer.